The board still can't say much about the superintendent, but that didn't stop public comment, hours of it. Parents, lawmakers, community leaders, business people, many accused the board of improperly and unfairly attempting to fire Pedro Martinez. Teresa Navarro, a local education advocate, was one of them.
We are so disgusted with you, and I want a recall, actually.
Others were not so inflammatory, although some did throw around accusations of racism. But almost everyone said the lack of transparency and the abrupt nature of the decision constituted a betrayal of the public's trust, even First Lady Kathleen Sandoval.
To see the progress that we have started to make, and now we have destroyed that stability. The decision, I feel, was very narrow and very short-sighted. I have gotten calls from federal people about funding that this district receives as First Lady, funding that my nonprofit receives. Specific to the school district.
And Sandoval wasn't the only prominent person who took to the podium. Assembly Minority Leader Pat Hickey of Reno said losing Martinez could jeopardize the school district's leverage in this upcoming legislative session.
This action of removing Superintendent Martinez at this moment may have very serious ramifications for Washoe County and Nevada.
While much of the story has come from Martinez, legal documents just filed by the district in response to Martinez's lawsuit shed a bit more light. In its motion, the board provides a bio of Martinez in which he describes himself as a certified public accountant, or CPA. Martinez says he is one, but not licensed, and says he never claimed otherwise. But the district argues that in Illinois, where Martinez received his degree, a person must be registered or licensed. Otherwise, they're not a CPA, regardless of the degree. They argue he routinely misrepresented that. The motion also lists a number of ways that Martinez allegedly broke his contract. Those include intentionally excluding the board on personnel issues, like not consulting them when he unilaterally transferred 12 principals. They say he made material misrepresentations about other high-profile personnel decisions that have then subjected the board to criticism, and they say he thwarted their efforts to hire more counselors and repeatedly did not respond to complaints by parents, especially those about the district's special education program. The board maintains it did not, in fact, fire him, as Martinez has said, and that the legal meeting in which they made their decision is not subject to Nevada's open meeting law. The board is asking to have till mid-October to respond to Martinez's complaint. Meanwhile, they've asked the Attorney General's office for a temporary stay in its investigation of whether or not they violated the open meeting law. That's in order to give the district time to take corrective action. The board plans to hold a meeting in August when they'll discuss, with plenty of notice, the superintendent's contract. Will Stone, Reno Public Radio News.